You are listening to Gut Checks. We're giving you access to stories of hope and inspiration, where we've all had to dig deep and face the challenges of life head on every day. I'm your host, Paul Weigel, an 11-year cancer survivor, 6-time Ironman triathlete, and most importantly, a dad to an awesome teenage daughter. Join me as we explore the power of perseverance while finding and clinging to the joy in life, no matter the odds. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Gut Checks podcast. I'm Paul Weigel. I'm an 11-year colon cancer survivor, a 6-time Ironman triathlete, and the dad to just an awesome 14-year-old daughter. You know, I'm really glad you're here. We're going to share stories of the power of perseverance, hope, and inspiration. And each episode will have a lot of information in a lot of different ways. Now, gut checks can be a lot of different things to a lot of different people. It can be having difficult conversations with your doctor about things as silly as poop. But gut checks can also be when you have to dig deep within yourself and imagine the impossible and have the incredible come true. We're going to interview some really amazing people during these podcasts. First and foremost, we're going to talk with people within the cancer community to make sure that those cancer patients have got the resources and information they need. We'll be talking with groups like Livestrong, the Colorectal Cancer Care Alliance, and Man Up to Cancer, so you know and have information in front of you and have contact with what you need when you need it. We're also going to have some interviews with colorectal cancer patients so you can hear about their experiences and how they survived and thrived throughout treatment and afterward. But this is much more than just a cancer podcast. You know, I mentioned that I'm an Ironman triathlete. Well, I did an Ironman triathlete 6 months after finishing chemotherapy, and being an athlete and finding that will and determination is super important to me. So we've got some interviews set up within the triathlon community too. And we're going to interview some people with USA Triathlon, as well as the voice of Ironman himself, Mike Riley. Well, to be honest, I didn't expect to be doing these podcasts anyway. This all caught on like wildfire over the last few months, but we'll get back to that in a few minutes. Let's get back to the basics. About 11 years ago, when I was 43, I was diagnosed with stage 3-2C colorectal cancer. The tumor I had was about the size of your fist at the junction of my rectum and my colon, and it left me about 100% blocked, which means that it was almost impossible to go to the bathroom. And in fact, we almost had to have a flight diverted from Chicago to Seattle because I was so sick. I had symptoms for years, at least for 5. It started where all of a sudden foods that I used to be able to eat, I couldn't anymore. I used to love pizza, but all of a sudden pizza didn't love me. I just chalked that up to being lactose intolerant. But then I started noticing blood in the toilet. And as the tumor started getting larger and larger, I always felt constipated. And then I had a dramatic weight loss before I finally saw a GI specialist really to dig deep and find out what was going on. Now, the ironic part about all this is I had a bunch of conversations with my general physician about my health and about my symptoms. I told him about the blood in my stool, and he just brushed it off, assuming that I had hemorrhoids, because after all, I was in my late 30s and early 40s, and how in the world could you have colon cancer or anything super extreme at my age? And at the same time, you know, I felt that I was young too, and cancer wasn't anything I could possibly consider. And I was spending all my time focused on my almost three-year-old daughter, Natalie. Well, I mentioned that my symptoms were getting worse and worse, and I mentioned that flight, it got terrible. So I finally had a colonoscopy. And when I finally had my colonoscopy, the doctor didn't say you had cancer. He said I had a tumor. He said I had a growth and that I needed to start treatment as soon as possible. And all I could think of was all those different things I was never going to see my daughter experienced as she grew up, and that was amazingly horrible and amazingly scary. So while I was going through treatment, I pretended I wasn't a cancer patient. Honestly, it was because I thought I was going to die. I snuck off 6 weeks after having my tumor removed, and I did a little sprint triathlon. I did a couple half marathons while I was going through treatment, and I even did a half marathon with my chemotherapy backpack wrapped tightly around my back. And then 6 months later, ended up doing an Ironman triathlon. Now, once I was done with all that, I just needed to move forward and put that chapter behind me because it was too hard. It was too awful. I needed to put it on a shelf and have it all go away. Cancer had not only taken dreams and hopes of a future away from me, but it also killed my marriage. We separated and got divorced almost a year later. And I was just desperate to move on. Now, I said that I thought I was going to die, and part of it was because things were so awful. But then also, at the end of treatment, they were still monitoring me, and they were still checking on things. And even though they said I was fine, they kept seeing different things they wanted to double check. And they kept seeing things that they needed to have continued evaluations on, or spots in the wrong place, or shadows where they weren't supposed to be. And it took them 9 years before they finally said that I was cancer-free. 9 years is a long time to be cancer-free. So finally, 2 years ago, I was given my cancer-free card. And at the time, my daughter was getting old enough. She was 12 or 13 at the time. And she started asking questions about what happened during that time. Now, one of the things I didn't mention was during treatment, I wrote a blog about my experience so everybody else knew what they might expect in the future, or so that people didn't have my experience and so that they made a point of getting screened. So when Natalie started asking me questions, my daughter Natalie, I took those notes and I started pulling together this book. So Iron Dad was first called Cancer Blinked. And I called it Cancer Blink because I saw this sign that said, I stared cancer in the eye and cancer blinked. And that was going to, I tried to have that be my metaphor, even though I didn't believe it because I thought I was going to die. As I started writing, the story became more and more not about my fight about cancer, but about my life and about my hopes and dreams and inspiration. And how in the world did I do an Ironman triathlon 6 months after finishing chemotherapy? And what was that drive for how I could possibly get it done? What it really came down to was my daughter saved my life. I'd had a hard life before she was born and really didn't feel I had a lot to live for. And it was so ironic. It was so ironic that just as life seemed to be getting sorted out, that here I get diagnosed with cancer. And finally, when I've got something to live for, that it felt like life was just going to be torn away. And here I had somebody I could hope and dream and imagine a wonderful future as part of my world. And it was just going to be torn and taken in a way that was so horrible and so awful. You know, when the doctor, when he told me that I had this tumor, all I could think about was of not seeing her grow up. Her first bike ride, her first boyfriend, from her own marriage. I knew I had to fight. That was my story. I really started to write Iron Dad last summer. I took my blog and started working with a book editor, and she said, just start writing your story. And so I started pulling it together, and I started saying, this is who I was, and this is where I was going. Started working with a really great friend of mine, Mary Duchensky. And Mary was fighting her own battle with cancer, one that she lost just a couple months ago. And we worked diligently on the book week after week. I made a point to dive in and write chapters and content for her that was cathartic for me, but also at the same time, a distraction for her from her own battle and her own mortality that she was unbelievably facing. And my goal was to finish Iron Dad before she passed, and I didn't make it. She got to see close to a final copy, but unfortunately, you know, cancer got her. I really was lucky to have one final conversation with her where we both could share our hopes and dreams and about what the book could be and where it could go and the power of hope and the power of perseverance. And I was also lucky enough to tell her how important she was to me and feel comfortable enough to say how much I loved her as a friend and just how great of a person she was. And that was something that we lose the perspective on getting a chance to say so much of the time. So all this time she and I spent working back and forth together on this, our end product was my memoir, Iron Dad. That's the cancer survivor's story of discovering strength, life, and love through fatherhood. And you know what? I'll be damned, it's a pretty good book. My story was really designed to explain to Natalie what happened and to have something that I could be proud of that maybe a handful of people could look at, but not that something that was bigger over the top. And that's when things exploded, because just as I finished the book, American Cancer Society came out with this report that said that colorectal cancer is growing at this exponential rate, that now it's the number one leading cause of deaths of cancer for men and the number two leading cause of cancer deaths for women in the United States, and that every year that percentage goes up by at least 1%. And that's just unacceptable. So here I had finished my memoir and this report came out. I sent out some exploratory messages to different people and groups to see their interest, and I was blown away by their response. I mean, really, this was a little memoir. It was a book that I had written with a friend to explain to my daughter what my treatment was like, and maybe it could provide some hope and inspiration for others. But as I started reaching out, people started lining up in support of it, whether it be cancer societies, physicians, athletes, and media. Less than 2 months after I started talking about it, I'm part of a PSA with Katie Couric. I mean, how crazy is that? Seriously? But just as much, what horrified me was that here this is 10 years later. This is 10 years, 11 years after I went through my own treatment. That even though we have new technology out here like Cologuard, that even though we've got better and more effective treatment left and right, that the cancer rates continue to go up. That doctors are not listening, they're not exploring it, they're not having those hard conversations with their patients. That's horrible. And just as much, that's still happening even though the recommended age to get screening is now down to 45. I think part of the reason I get teary is not only facing my own mortality, but because as I have told my story, I see how people look at me, how cancer patients look at me. They look at me like I'm a ghost. That how can I be as sick as I was 10 or 11 years ago and still be around, let alone doing what I'm doing? And what I also learned while talking to these cancer patients is that they're scared, that they're not fighting the disease in the same way I did, that they're being passive and letting cancer win. And that's not okay. That's not okay. And we need to change that. And we need to find ways that we are thinking about our own experience in battling and fighting cancer aggressively and not being a victim. And I hope to continue being a fighter and somebody who can be inspirational in lots of different ways. And I'm hoping to do that again with another Ironman, which would be my 7th finishing Ironman California this October. So here I am now. I am an 11-year colon cancer survivor. I'm a 6-time Ironman triathlete. And I have a 14-year-old daughter. And I have a heck of a future ahead of me. But obviously, it's been hard. I really do hope that as you listen and watch these podcasts, that you'll get moments of hope and inspiration. And for those of you who don't fully understand, you'll see how hard this is. Thank you for listening and watching this podcast today, and for taking care of your health. Be well. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you found some inspiration on the power of perseverance while finding and clinging to the joy in life, no matter the odds. If you feel you learned something new with this podcast today, share it with others. To learn more and continue this conversation, join us at irondadbook.com and make sure to sign up for our newsletter and free gift. I'm looking forward to sharing more with you soon. Take care.